Representative Gonzalez calls out aggressive ICE raids in South Texas. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, Texas 34, released a statement following reports of hyper-aggressive raids by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, that are inciting fear and causing a labor shortage across South Texas. As the congressman continues fighting to hold the administration accountable and advocate for the release of wrongfully detained individuals in his congressional district, many families are afraid to leave their homes for work, school, and other daily activities. Every nation has a right to enforce its immigration laws, but there is a clear line between enforcing the law and the inhumane tactics being used across South Texas and the country. I am for strong border security, obeying our immigration laws, and deporting criminals, but I do not agree with the hyper-aggressive ICE raids that have left innocent people dead on our streets, including American citizens. Instead of focusing on the deportation of violent criminals, something we can all agree on, this administration has chosen to detain and deport hard-working medical professionals, nuns, construction and hospitality workers, DACA recipients, and more who are simply pursuing a better future for themselves and their families. I will continue working with local mayors and leaders across the Rio Grande Valley, including Port Isabel Mayor Martin Cantu Jr., to push the administration for common sense solutions that keep people safe, restore a critical workforce, and rein in ICE. My office remains a resource for any individual residing in the 34th Congressional District of Texas. If you or someone you know has been wrongfully targeted and detained by ICE, please contact us at 956-682-5545.